Greetings, friends. Thank you for listening to Lucid Her. Your interest is always greatly appreciated. Before we continue into the show, I just want to remind listeners that I encourage open communication. If there is a topic you want discussed, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook or on the Spotify page for Lucid Her. If you want to stay up to date on the new episodes and the other things going on, please just give Lucid Her a like or a follow on Facebook or again on our Spotify page. Without any further delay, let's get on to the show. Learning to let go always seems to be in the top ways to become a better you and to obtain a higher vibration. There's a lot of resources when you, when you do your research about it, but letting go is something that proves to be incredibly difficult. I found not only in my personal experience, but from speaking with others and just the research that I've done about it. People often lean towards other outcomes than letting things go. They get feelings of, revenge being a very common one. People feel like they, like somebody's done something. And I'm not saying, that that's not the case in some things. Like that's not what I'm saying at all. To just let people do anything and hurt you and things like that and let them get away with it. What I'm saying in this episode is at the end of the day, you can't control anybody else. So it's really important to learn how to process those emotions that you're feeling and the triggers that you come across. And, it's important to be able to look at things and say, I'm not going to benefit anything from this by getting revenge. Like, yes, I guess, you might feel better temporarily, but that's not going to make it go away. You'll still harbor those feelings and you'll probably have a lot more other shit that you'll have to deal with. Just trying to get revenge over something. And this is where letting go comes in. There's, many other feelings that you get other than revenge, closure. People feel the need to get, closure, or they want a reason why. And we deem that a necessity before we're able to let go. Like, I have to get this closure. I have to, deal with this by doing all of this things, whatever that could be, instead of just taking a step back, recognizing, maybe what you could have done a little bit better in the situation, noting the feelings that you're feeling, and remember them. Don't forget how they made you feel, but don't give them power over you. It's very important to be able to feel things and let them go. That's what this whole episode's about. And some things prove much easier to let go than others. Obviously, every situation is different and unique. Every person is unique in how they handle things. And some situations do take a long time to heal, breaking up with somebody is and the grand scheme of things going to be much more difficult to let go of than the loss of a loved one and having to deal with that. They're two very different situations. Both take time too. And, some some situations will really make it difficult at times to function day to day. I know for me personally, there's been situations where I'll be having a very good day, and a smell or a word or an intrusive thought will just pop in out of nowhere and bring just these horrible feelings. I'll feel it in my gut of just anger and pain and emotion about, whatever these things have triggered. And I'll just feel it. And there was a time really not too long ago where those things happening would have completely unhinged my brain. Like, I was done for the day. I was done for it. I wouldn't be able to focus on anything. I'd get very emotional. There were times I'd get very, very visibly aggravated. And then after that, I would just shut down and get depressed. And I would again shove all those feelings way down deep in me. The quicker I could get them down, the better. Sometimes it was just hard to get them down. And, I would try to act normal, which worked some days. And, I've learned now different ways, which I'm going to share with you, some of them that I've been able to cope and at least manage my emotions, and letting go is a process. So it takes time, lots of time. It's something you're constantly doing, I think, because you gotta let go of things. It's a cycle. You have to let go to make room for the new, to be able to better yourself and be the best version of you. Letting go is a process that you just have to deal with. So it's something that you're always constantly wanting to do, I think. Even if you don't want to do it, like, you should be wanting to do it. And it's something you put into practice every day. And by doing these things, I've been able to really learn a lot about myself, and I've seen my growth as a person and how I handle situations. And I am in no by no means anywhere near being fully healed in some things. Things take time, but I work towards it, on a daily basis, and that's really, really important. So you want to remember, once you start the process of letting go, you're also going to start feeling these all those emotions. You're not going to be able to process them and let them, release from you without feeling them. That's part of the great things we deal with as humans. The same thing that makes us a smart and a little, different than other animals is that we have so many emotions that we are able to voice and communicate and all of this. So you're gonna feel those. It's just part of being human. But it hurts. So be expected to be experiencing a pretty painful emotional process in this. And time is necessary, like I've said 3 times already. Time is necessary for this process. Time and working towards letting go, is how you heal. Just saying time heals all wounds is a pretty stagnant statement, to me. Like, you have to work at it. Time can also make wounds feel worse. It's all about putting your mindset into working towards being better and letting go. That's part of the process. The next thing I wrote down was, letting go may sound like an easy thing to do, but I don't think anything I've said has made it sound easy. So I don't know. People might feel that way. They might not. But I'm letting you know it can be one of the hardest things to do. It's so very, very, very beneficial, though. And, you know, don't get discouraged if the first or second or third day, you know, heck, like I said, I still have stuff that I thought I processed a while ago that comes up that I haven't processed. So don't get discouraged and keep working towards it. So, during my research, I came across the name Eckhart Tolle, quite often. He was a German spiritual teacher. He was pretty smart. So Eckhart Tolle believed that we create and maintain problems because they give us a sense of identity. So we're actually pulling how we feel and using that to create an identity is how I took that. And so if you're feeling angry and revengeful and all of that, that's what you're building into yourself is anger and revenge and all of that. But I wonder, you know, if this is one of the reasons we carry so much pain, anger, or sadness with us much longer than we need. So many of us walk around with fear or shame of our past forming our existence in the present or future. In all honesty, my inability to let go is a struggle and something I must make a conscious effort to do. Like, I have to make a conscious effort to let go of things on a daily basis. I've been getting into the habit of reminding myself that fixating on my frustrations and worrying about the future does not empower me. It does very much the opposite. You see, we create the reality that we perceive if we are thinking, if we are thinking bad and are worrying about the future, that is what we are projecting into our future. You're automatically setting yourself up to just feel more worry and pain and sadness. Before I go into the ways I've started learning to let go, I want to just say again that letting go is not just shoving your emotions down and hoping they disappear. Letting go is feeling, reflecting, and taking responsibilities of your emotions and actions, and then releasing any hold those emotions bring up. By letting go, you are able to free yourself of the influences your past experiences have on your future life or present life. Present life, more important, because that's the most important thing is to stay in present. The ability to let go of these things that have happened is a central key to living a fulfilled life. There are many different ways to incorporate letting go into a daily practice. I'll be sharing ways that I've tried and that they've been very successful for me, as well as techniques that I haven't tried yet, but I will be trying very soon. So these ones are very, you can use all of them for any type of thing you're letting go. But the first ones are, you know, geared a little bit more towards self-frustration. So in this one, I know none of the guys will like, but it's important. It's important to just cry it out sometimes. So your body actually, when it gets stressed, will produce these harmful chemicals, and your body stores them. It builds them up. And one way, one very, very good way to clear your body of these chemicals is to just cry. Cry it out. And I do want to mention that, you know, there's no set amount of crying. Especially when you're shedding emotional tears, there's no limit, but it is important to say that excessive crying, if you're crying because you have to check the mail or because you have to get out of bed, you know, those are signs of depression, and you should, you know, go talk to somebody. That is not the shedding of emotional tears like I'm talking about. When you are shedding tears to release, your body actually is releasing oxytocin and endorphins during that process. So I thought that was pretty cool and a very simple way. I cry often. I cry when I'm happy. I cry. I'm a crier. But it's good for you as long as they're not, you know, the excessive depression tears. That's not good. So another way to let go is focus your discontent into an immediate positive action. So for example, if you're in a job that you're not happy with, it's stressing you out, it's just unpleasant, you don't want to be there anymore, a positive thing that would give you immediate satisfaction and is also a very first step in the letting go process, you know, just put some applications out there. Just reach out to some potential employers. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Maybe just poke around, but make that little step and get yourself that instant gratification of, yes, I am making a step. It'll feel nice. It will feel nice. Using meditation or yoga to bring you into the present moment is fantastic. Meditating is something I've been doing a lot recently. I've gotten a lot more successful at it in the quieting of my mind. And so that has really been driving me to meditate more. I did it for a period and never had much success. And then I just stopped. And my success was that my mind would wander. I would think about the noises around me. I would have, you know, sometimes intrusive thoughts coming into my quietness. And so I stopped altogether there for a little while because I got discouraged. But I just kept everything I kept reading and looking and researching, just meditation and yoga. But I don't do yoga as much as I should. I love yoga, but I'm not the most consistent in it. I've been focusing more on my meditating. So that, I can tell you, the more you do it, the easier it is. If it's not something that, like, if you've done it and you know absolutely 100% it's not right for you, there's breathing exercises that are also very, very, very good to get you back into the present moment. There's breathing exercises designed to calm you instantly from stressing. The breathing exercises are amazing. So start there if yoga or meditating isn't something you like or something you don't want to start right off the bat. Breathing exercises is a great way to do it. And when you do start meditating, even just sitting for 2 minutes at a time, 2 to 3 minutes at a time, that's it, just 2 little minutes, you will instantly, well, you won't see them because it's your brain, but they've done brain scans and things like that where you can see that it has had positive effects on the brain just 2 to 3 minutes a day. And that's beginning meditation. That's not even like a junior level practicer of meditating, you know. Just that quiet time is great, and breathing exercises can lead into that. And don't get upset or discouraged if your mind does wander when you're doing it. It's very natural. You just gently nudge your mind towards your present state again. focus on your breathing and it will get you back into the present. And once you master, or not master, but once you even get a little bit good at it, like I can keep my mind quiet for about 3 minutes really well. And it's such a great feeling. So the next one is engaging in physical activity. And this for me can be very hard sometimes. I suffer from bipolar and I get really depressed sometimes. And I just don't like to leave the house or the couch or the bed or anything like that. So, you know, sometimes it seems like a simple option, but sometimes it can be not a simple option. And I just wanted to acknowledge that. But exercise and movement will make you feel better. It's science, you know, and I use exercise lightly. You know, walking your pup down the street and back would be great for you and great for them. And that's even just that little bit of activity will decrease stress and increase endorphins, which is what makes you feel happy. There's times, you know, when I have to make myself walk for the dog's sake, you know, or my husband is great at reminding me, like, hey, you know, just a little bit of activity, it's important for you and the dogs. And by the end of the walk, I feel better. I always feel better than I do before. So these next few ones are really good for letting go of anger and bitterness, which is, I feel like, really, really common emotion that we all feel right now. Like, there's some bitter people in the world. There's some angry people in the world. Not that it's not needed, because the world's a very crazy place. But I do feel it's important to feel it fully. Feel what you're feeling. I am the worst at stifling my feelings. I remember being like that for as long as I've been an adult. I'm sure it stems from something, but I'm quick to say I'm okay and just shove the anger right down. And this will only get you anger seeping through places where it shouldn't be. You know, when you're absolutely flying off the handle because of just the littlest thing, like because of a sock on the floor or something like that. You know, that is pent up anger. That is you being angry, or me, whoever's feeling that way, just letting that anger just control them. So it is important to learn to feel the feelings and then release them. So, you know, that's how you release yourself from that emotion, you know, keeping you. You feel it and you really let it go. If it comes back up, you know, you identify it and you let it go. You feel it. You know, and maybe you don't verbalize it to anybody. Maybe you're not quite ready to verbalize it to maybe the person that is angry, you're angry with. Or, you know, maybe you're not actually angry at one specific person. You're just angry. Voice it. When you feel it, voice it. Don't just say, oh, I'm okay, if somebody asks you. Like, or if you're alone, just be like, I'm angry. I'm angry, you know, it'll make you feel better, I swear. So taking responsibility of your emotions is also a very big one. And people I've noticed try to let go of things without taking responsibility of how they're feeling or why they're feeling, what they're feeling, and how they played a part in it. But they don't ever actually let it go that way. So, you know, we find it easier to place blame or focus on what the other person did wrong, when at the end of the day, we can't control anyone but ourselves. So we should stop focusing on what the others did, which is taking power away from yourself. You're giving them power by focusing on them. Instead, focus on how you could have done different or better. You know, remind yourself at the end of the day, you really have three options. And this is simple, this is pretty blunt, but it's the truth. At the end of the day, you only have three options. Remove yourself from the situation, change it, or accept it. We don't have to add in all of the added stuff that we do. I do it, you know, but it's really, if you look at it like that, it makes things much simpler. Our brains like to overcomplicate. So I've started looking at things like that, and it does make it a lot easier to process. So the three options: remove yourself from the situation, change it, or accept it. These acts create happiness. Holding on to bitterness never does. I'm going to go over some crystals that are good for letting go. And, you know, you can carry them around in your pockets. Sometimes I'll put them in my bra. You could fashion them into jewelry. You could buy them as jewelry already. There's a ton of different options to keep your crystals on you. You do want to do your research, though, before you wear or carry two crystals together, because the vibrational frequencies sometimes of them don't mesh together. So you'll get this really chaotic energy. And that's never cool, especially if you don't know where it's coming from. So it's important to do that research. So these are just some crystals that I found in my research and ones that I have and carry when I'm, you know, letting heavy stuff go. Things like that. So Morganite is really good for forgiveness. Smoky quartz is really good for grounding. It's also got protection to it. But it's important to stay grounded when you're letting go, because you are going to be feeling all of those emotions. So you want a crystal to ground you. And that one's pretty good. It's a pretty good crystal to carry with other crystals, which is good. Apache tears. It's a very good crystal for living in the present. I don't have one, but I want one. Howlite is great for emotional expression. I have one. I love it. Black obsidian is one of my favorite crystals. And it helps cut binding cords with things that no longer serve your best purpose. So it helps sever those cords of things you want to let go, things that will make you better, which is great. And plus, it's got a lot of other purposes. Larimar helps forgive someone or yourself, which is very important always. Yeah, it's also a really useful crystal if you are releasing childhood trauma. It's great for that. So I find that for myself, I tend to be more keen or stick to habits more if I'm able to make them, you know, a ritual or a ceremony type event out of them. I like to do any if I'm actually doing like a ceremony to let go. I like to make sure I do those when it's a full moon. If I miss the full moon, or if you are somebody who doesn't practice or do anything under the full moon, you can also just make sure you do it in a waning gibbous phase, because that is also a great phase for letting go. So these are just some simple ceremonies, rituals, whatever you want to call it, whatever makes it feel right with you. you should call it that. So wash it away. Sit with yourself and allow your feelings, any and all feelings, to surface. And then talk or write it out. And make sure to allow yourself to feel these emotions. If you shed tears, let them flow. It is part of the process. And as I said before, crying helps remove built-up chemicals. Once you have felt the feelings and you've sat with them and you've processed them a little bit, it's time to wash them away. So you could take a shower. You could immerse yourself in the ocean, sea, lake or river. Ocean is the sea. Dance outside in the rain. Or just be outside in the rain. You could do a relaxing bath. You could also add some herbs to the bath. It's good to don't actually just add herbs in your bath because it'll clog your drain. But you could put them in like a cheesecloth or a washcloth and bind the washcloth up. Pantyhose works great. It's super great. It's just like a little tea bag. So you would put the herbs in there and then let the pantyhose or washcloth, whatever, steep with the herbs. And then you'll have your nice little herbal bath. It's kind of like sitting in a tea bath, honestly. it is a tea bath. So rosemary, lemon balm, chamomile, roses, linden. If you want to incorporate some candles, candles are great to incorporate in the bath. That's the cool thing about the bath. I'm not really a bath person. I prefer showers. But, you know, when you're doing the bath, you can add and incorporate so many nice things like the herbs and the candles, essential oil smells. So some of the candles that I light when I do, you know, my shower stuff is white candles, black candles, or purple. And I encourage you to do the research, find candle colors that are best suited towards you or for you. You might love these, but those are my go-to colors. You could also do this one. This is an outside activity. But write down what you want to let go of. Describe it. You know, describe your feelings. Describe in detail. Just get it all out on the paper. And then once you have it down on paper, burn it. Burn it. You know, do it outside or in a safe, you know, just use your brain when you're burning things. And as it burns, imagine your feelings just being taken away in the smoke. You're envisioning yourself let go in the smoke, and it burns away. I get goosebumps talking about that one. I like fire, and that's my favorite, really. Move your body is another great one. Turn some music on. Put some music on in your head. It doesn't have to be out loud. However, and just dance, move. And as you're moving, as you're feeling, feel these emotions go with your energy. You know, actually feel them leaving your body and just you're letting them go with all the energy you're moving. So, and there's, you know, many other different techniques and things you can do. I am not licensed or certified in anything. Disclaimer, I'm just sharing what I've experienced and what I'm learning. I'm hoping to spark your interest in learning ways. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Lucid Her. I appreciate all who support this podcast. As always, stay resilient and buckle up. It makes it harder for the aliens to suck you out of your car.